Then I remember when I was young, when I was a youth. Thanks be to God, everybody has been youth before. So when I come to a place like this, then I remember my youth days. Anyway, I'm still a youth. But I'm now an old youth. Amen. And young adults. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Most High God for bringing us to this extent. Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank you for the privilege you are giving unto us. We are before thy presence to listen to thy word. I pray that, Lord, you speak your word direct from thy throne into the heart of your people. And at the end of everything, yea, we'll be careful to give you the praise and adoration. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have prayed with sincerity thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
We give all the glory and adoration unto the Most High God.
We give the glory and adoration.
And today, I'm very, very happy to see now the divided partition is broken.
En ik ben vandaag heel erg blij dat de muur doorbroken is.
Now we have a spacious place.
We hebben een grote ruimte.
Now we can dance.
Nu kunnen we dansen.
And jubilate.
En we zegevieren.
Soon or very soon.
Heel spannend.
All the things over there.
Alles
we shall find another place for it.
Zullen we echt alles gaan opbergen.
The place will be painted, and you see that, yeah, now heaven is coming down. When the angels come and visit us, they will see difference.
We zullen zien dat de hemel de daad naar aarde zal komen.
Praise God. Today I want to speak concerning a very, very important topic in the Bible.
Vandaag ga ik preken over een hele belangrijke onderwerp in de Bijbel.
In Christian life, it stages.
In het christelijke leven in stadium.
Yeah. And there is one stage which is very, very, very important.
En het is één stadium die heel erg belangrijk is.
And I want to speak about that topic.
En ik ga heel graag over die onderwerp praten.
And that stage is a period of water baptism.
En dat is de periode wanneer we onszelf gaan.
So let us all say water baptism.
Water baptism.
Water baptism.
Water baptism.
When we talk about water baptism,
als we het hebben over dopen in water,
so let's quickly turn our Bible. We will look through some things.
Laten we onze Bijbel openen en gaan een paar dingen bekijken.
And I send the greetings of Edda, Peter, Nyanboom, who is not here because of work. I hope most of you know. But I believe strongly that his spirit is here. And my dear sister, the Cynthia, also is here.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm very happy to see all of you here.
Ik ben heel erg blij dat jullie vandaag.
Soon or very soon. I know.
Weet ik.
Even this place also will be small for us.
Want deze plek zal ook te klein worden voor ons.
And we'll go down there to move there. Central people to come here and then we'll take that place.
We zullen de central daar wegsturen, zodat zij lekker doen.
All the papers to school car.
Al onze vaders komen naar lekker en wij nemen de groep.
And they can do bike house.
Yeah.
Like at that doom. We are going to send all our elders to come outside, then later we'll go there.
Yes.
And based upon the growth of us, we know God is going to do that for us.
Amen. Amen.
Let's turn our Bible quickly to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 36 and 38. Acts 8, 36.
Handelingen 8, 38.
Acts 8, 36 and 38. As they travel, are you there with me? Take your time to get there. I want us to read together. Acts 8, 36 to 38. Are we all there? Good. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is a water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariots. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Amen.
Amen.
Say, and Philip baptized him.
And Philip baptized him.
Good. So the version that we read speaks about water baptism.
This is speaking of the last faith over that
listen.
Handelingen 8, vers 36 tot 38. Op een gegeven ogenblik deden zij langs het water. Kijk, zei de Ethiopiër, daar is water. Wat is er op tegen mij te dopen? Filippus antwoordde, als je met heel hart in Jezus gelooft, is er niet op tegen. Hij zei daarop, ik geloof dat Jezus Christus de Zoon van God is. Hij liet de wagen stilhouden en ging samen met Filippus het water in. En Filippus doopte hem. Amen.
Amen. The introduction of this passage speaks about water baptism.
De introductie van deze passage gaat over het dopen in water.
So, as I told you, my topic for the day, I'm going to talk about water baptism.
Zoals ik al zei, ik ga het vandaag hebben over dopen in water.
The above context shows that Philip taught the eunuch a deeper truth of the word of God.
De stukje laat zien dat Philip de Ethiopiër een diepere betekenis liet weten over het woord van God.
Therefore, just as we also lead people to Christ,
zoals wij ook mensen leiden naar Jezus Christus,
it's equally important to teach them the deeper things so that they can also know the truth in the Word of God.
Is het ook belangrijk dat we de diepere betekenis laten weten, zodat ze
deeper things we need to know in the Bible
is de diepere betekenis die we moeten weten.
Is the sacrament of baptism.
Is de sacramenten van het dopen.
Amen.
Amen.
In the sacrament of water baptism. Water baptism. What is it at all? When you talk about water baptism, what is water baptism?
A doop in water. What houdt it in? What is it?
It's a vraag.
It is a vraag.
And you know that really cool can my uncle here for. Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Julie is not implied that you've been here at all?
Yeah.
You've been very glad to hear school. Mm? Amen.
Yeah.
Sekma, what is the beginning of water baptism? Water baptism, what is it at all? What is it? Good. Give a clap offering for the Lord. For asking to be bold to answer the first question, even is a 3 credit point. So now, I need one person also to win another credit point. Today, we are going to preach together. What is water baptism?
What is dipping in water?
Yes. You become a fully member of the family of Christ. Clap for her. Good. Now, 2 people have won 2 credits. So, mark it down. Make sure that at the end of the message, you also receive a credit. Baptism. Water baptism. Although it's a New Testament doctrine, Paul made a reference of it in the 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Let us turn our Bible to that place. What we are doing today is a teaching, so we'll be reading a lot. And when the quotation is mentioned, I'm acquiring that some of you can read. All right. 1 Corinthians 10, 12. Somebody also should open Mark 1:4. Mark 1:4. But we first read 1 Corinthians 10:12.
So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 10:12.
So wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth, take heed, lest he fall.
Good. Be seated. It's very good.
In Corinthians. Now,
good. Then somebody should read Mark 1:4.
Mark 1:4.
brethren, preaching baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sin.
Yeah. Good. Repeat that again for me.
John 1, verse 4. John, the baptizer, turned up in the wilderness, preaching baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins.
Praise God. You see, the version we read both speak about the same thing. The first one said that there are some people, they think for them they are standing on a higher grounds. And the Bible is advising and admonishing us that whoever thinks he's standing firm should make sure that he will not fall. Are we here? Some people think, for me, I don't think I need baptism. What is it at all? For me, I'm a Christian. I was born into the church. But I want to assure you, when they gave birth to human being in a garage, can never make him a car. Take that again. Giving birth to you in a garage can never make you a car. You are still a human being. Are we here? Take that again. If they give birth to you, and I don't think any of us here were giving birth by the garage. You can be raised in the garage, you can be fed in the garage and everything. Yes, sir, you are still a human being. You grow and become a human. So the Bible is admonishing every Christian needs water baptism.
The Bible tells that every Christian needs to be baptized.
Oh, sorry. Dear Vanessa, sometimes I forget that you are here. And the book of John also said something, but before then, the Mark chapter 1, verse 4, we read, the Bible says that John the Baptist, he came and preached on the wilderness.
The Bible says that John the Doper came on the world to preach over the doop.
He preached about repentance.
Hij sprak over wat we ons moeten vergevenis moeten vragen.
And out of that, those who receive the message, they also obtain mercy and forgiveness, and they give themselves for baptism, and after that, their sins were washed away.
En doordat hebben ook mensen ook om vergevenis gevraagd en genade gekregen, zodat ze ook gedoopt kunnen worden en hun zonden afgewassen kunnen worden.
Secondly, when we talk about baptism,
en ten tweede, als je het hebt over dopen,
the next point is that, therefore, baptism can simply be explained as an outward symbol of an inward reality.
En het dopen kan ook worden verklaard als iets dat een symbool is dat gebeurt buiten om iets dat binnen in jou gebeurt te laten weerbeelden.
That is a genuine conviction.
Dat is een echte veroordeling.
So when we talk about baptism, then that means, I want you to think that again. Baptism is an outward symbol of an inward reality.
De dopen is een symbool van iets wat gebeurt in jou.
Otherwise, then let's take it at other standard. Then baptism means obedience to the command of Christ.
De dopen betekent ook dat we gehoorzamen aan het
Christus. Christ gave a command concerning baptism. Turn your Bible to Mark chapter 16. Mark 16, 16. Mark 16, 16.
Whoever believes and is baptized will be condemned. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Mm-hmm. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear that? No. I don't know whether you heard the reading very well.
Should I read it?
Yeah, be on your feet and read. Yes.
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Amen.
Amen.
But whoever does not believe will be condemned. Amen.
Amen.
That means baptism has part and a role to play in our Christian life.
Dat betekent dat de doop een belangrijke plek is in onze leven.
Are we here? Some of us, we may say that, oh, what is it at all? Baptism, they just send us, what are they going to do?
Yes.
They bring us to the pool.
Sommigen vragen zich af wat de doop precies inhoudt.
And then, they just dip us into the pool, then they bring us out. These swimming pools, I have a swimming diploma.
That's
some
amazing.
Of us, we have the ABCD.
Yeah.
Eh? So I think you can swim, you can dive, you know everything about swimming. So you don't think, so this is it. After all, what is it? So if I don't baptize, what do I lose? I hope some of you have said it before. Oh, I was once a youth. And I've said that before. Because I quite remember I was born into the church. And in the days when I was growing, there are some things, because of familiarities, you don't regard it.
Veel mensen vragen zich af wat de doven precies inhoudt. We worden naar een zwembad gebracht, we duiken onder en we vragen zich af wat het precies inhoudt. En het is dus belangrijk dat we ons beseffen wat precies die doop inhoudt, zodat we ook een betekenis kan geven aan ons leven.
Let me give you my own living testimony.
Laat mij mijn eigen getuigenis geven van mijn eigen leven.
Because I was born in the church,
ik was geboren in de kerk.
Many of my friends, they see that oh, everything I do about carry. So I was young, class one, they begin to call me pastor. So at a point, I hate that name. I don't want anybody to call me that. Because when they call you that, and they bully you, you cannot bully them back.
Van op kleins af aan, alles wat ik deed was met kerk. Ik was heel vaak met kerk bezig. En heel veel mensen begonnen al van kleins af aan altijd pastor te roepen. Met bedoeling dat ze mij daarmee pesten.
Because I wanted to be a bit smart bad boy.
Ik wilde zeggen, maar een slimme.
So I didn't want that name.
Dus ik wilde geen pastor worden genoemd.
That is life. When you are youth, at a point, especially when you meet wrong groups, they will deceive you to do wrong things.
Als je verkeerde mensen ontmoet, gaan ze je misleiden om slechte dingen te gaan doen.
But later, when I came back to my senses and I read the Bible and saw that the baptism is needed and important, I gave my life for Christ and I was baptized.
En toen later realiseerde dat het dopen echt iets belangrijk is om het leven te kunnen ontvangen, heb ik mijn gedachten veranderd en heb ik me laten dopen zodat ik Jezus Christus kon.
This commandment was given by Jesus Christ himself.
Dus deze commandment wrote it down that door Jezus Christus.
He said, those who will believe
en zij, die mensen die geloven,
will be baptized, they will be saved.
Zij zullen gedoopt worden.
I am praying that as we are going through the Bible, what you are saying, you also follow it and you believe it. And by believing it, when you allow yourself to be baptized, may the Lord God save you. And the Bible says that those who does not believe, and they are not baptized, they will be condemned. That means there are two school of thoughts here. We can see two people. Some people, some group may believe and they will be baptized and they will be saved. And the other group, they may not believe.
En die andere groep zal het niet geloven.
And those who may not believe, the Bible says that they will be condemned.
En de Bijbel zegt diegenen die niet geloven zullen dan veroordeeld worden.
Let's see something in the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21.
Iets kijken in
that is following the Christ example. Even Christ himself, he allowed himself to be baptized, and we are the followers of Christ. So there are some things we need to follow.
1
Peter
2,
21.
Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Amen.
Amen.
Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Amen.
Amen.
Does somebody also have another version? 1 Peter 2, 21. Yeah, read.
1 Peter 2:21. In fact, to this you were called.
Yes.
Because even Christ suffered for you, leaving you a model for you to follow.
Leaving you a model to follow.
To follow his steps closely.
To follow his steps closely. There is another version which says that through this you were called. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example to follow. To follow the examples of Christ. That is the NIV. Yeah. Yes, that's the NIV. Yeah. Yeah. Good. We thank the Most High God. So, what we are doing when we talk about water baptism, we all know that Christians, we are the followers of Christ, isn't it?
Yes.
How many of us believe that Christianity is that we are followers of Christ? Good. God bless you. How many of you who doesn't believe? If somebody here who doesn't believe that he or she is a follower of Christ, okay, there is nobody. Okay, who is not sure about himself? For him, he stands in between.
I start to say him.
For me, those who stand in between. How many of you? Is somebody here who stand in between? We can say here, no, don't feel shy, because we are in the presence of God. At times, we find it very difficult to say, but yes, so it's very important. Listen, if we are example, or we are following the examples of Christ, or we are the followers of Christ, then whatever Christ did, we have to do.
Als wij volgelingen zijn van Christus, dan moeten we doen wat Christus ook deed.
See. Then let's see Matthew chapter 3 verse 5, verse 15. Matthew 3, 15. If we are following the examples of Christ, then this one is to fulfill all righteousness. Baptism is to fulfill all righteousness.
Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Baptism is to fulfill all righteousness.
The doop is om al het rechtvaardige te vervullen.
Are we here? Praise the Most High God. Listen, children of God, when we talk about baptism, when Jesus Christ is of age, the Bible says that he went to John the Baptist for baptism.
Toen Jezus Christus ouder werd, ging hij naar Johannes de Doper om zich te laten dopen.
And then John said, no, I'm not ready to baptize you.
Ik ben nog niet klaar om gedoopt te worden.
You are the son of God.
Maar je bent de zoon van God.
Before then, he has given a testimony that, for me, I'm not even ready to untie the one who is coming, even his shoes.
Ik ben zelf niet waardig om u te...
There, after saying that Jesus appeared, and Jesus came for baptism, and he said, no, you should baptize me, but I cannot baptize you. And then Jesus replied, allow it to be so, because this is to fulfill all righteousness. Then that means baptism is the fulfillment of all righteousness. Are we here? Even Jesus, the Son of God, the one who led a sinless life, the one who virgin gave birth to him, he needed a baptism. Then we need it most. Are we here? So even if Jesus needed baptism, then you and I.
Dus als Jezus ook gedoopt moet worden, hebben wij.
Do you think you need it or you think you don't need it?
Denk je dat jullie het ook nodig hebben?
You need it. Yes, we need double, double, double. The other time Jesus was washing the feet of his disciples. And then Peter said, no, you to worship my feet, no. I will never allow you to wash my feet. Because he doesn't understand. When somebody doesn't understand something,
wanneer iemand iets niet begrijpt,
the person doesn't care about it. He doesn't know the value of it.
Hij weet waarschijnlijk dan niet de
but when you understand the value of it,
maar als jij
then you see that you need it.
Dan zal je beseffen dat je het nodig
hebt. So when Jesus said to him that if you don't allow me to wash your feet, you are not part of me.
Als je mij niet toestemming geeft om je of mijn
voeten te wassen, ben je geen deel van mij. Not my feet only. I want you to wash from my head down.
En toen zei Peter dan in dat geval was dan niet alleen mijn voeten, maar was mijn hele lichaam.
And Jesus said, those who are bathed doesn't need to pass again.
En toen zei Jezus, degene die gedoopt zijn, hoeven zich niet nog een
keer te laten dopen. Baptized, they are pure.
Want die mensen die gedoopt zijn, zijn
pure. In Christianity, there are a lot of things in it, but it has a significant meaning.
In het christendom zijn er heel veel dingen.
So church, if you are here and you are not baptized.
Dus kijk eens, als jullie hier
vandaag zijn. I pray that when a chance comes for baptism, run to go and baptize. Simply because it is part and parcel of your Christian life. The version we read in the book of Acts chapter 8.
In the book of Handelingen hoofdstuk 8.
Speaks about an man named, he's an Ethiopian eunuch. And the Bible says that this Ethiopian eunuch, he was the minister of finance in Ethiopia. And this man traveled all over from Ethiopia to Jerusalem to worship God in a chariot. A minister. Finance minister. A rich man. Travel in a chariot to go and worship
God.
And then we that we are students, we need also to struggle and go and worship God.
If
there is no value in it, this man will never spend and waste his time on it. And the Bible says that he does this often.
And the Bible says that he does that too.
And one day the Lord spoke to Philip that run to this man.
When the man was traveling,
he was reading the book of Isaiah. And then when Philip came to stand beside him, he overheard the man reading something. And he asked him, did you understand what you are reading?
En hij vroeg aan hem, versta je wat jij aan het lezen bent?
The man said, how can I understand unless somebody explain it to me?
Dus zei, hoe kan ik het verstaan als iemand het niet aan mij vertelt?
There's a scenario I want us to take note.
En ik wil dat jullie dit scenario goed beseffen.
Then that means, no matter what you know.
Ja, dus dat betekent, het maakt niet uit wat je weet.
When somebody comes to teach you something.
Wanneer iemand jou iets komt leren.
Just exercise patient and listen. At least you gain something to your own.
En luister.
But in Nederland.
We, the Netherlanders,
I'm part of you, so I want to speak about we, all of us. Yeah. Every time somebody wants to teach us something, yeah, Vetik. We are Vetik Kinderen. We zijn altijd, we weten alles. Set you look that factor?
Yeah.
We weten niet dat er iemand zegt dat misschien we weten niet. Nee, we zijn niet dood. We weten veel. Of me?
Yeah.
Zeker. Yeah. But we are praying that God will help us. Whatever we know, I know most of you here, you are very brilliant children. You are very, very learned. You are clever at school. And you know much. Yes, sir. Any little at all, you hear somebody teaching, take that one too and add it to your own. You become more brilliant. Amen. I'm not saying that. Don't say Vedic. You can say it, but just wait to hear more. Amen. This is a teaching, and I don't want us to use much of your time. So sometimes we may not finish. Anytime I come and visit you, we'll continue. What we are doing is a class I want us to glance through. When we finish this lesson, the topic about baptism, you know the importance of it, and nobody will force you to baptize or not. Praise God. So baptism is very, very important. The Bible says that it was to fulfill all righteousness. I don't want to go a bit further. So I will end here. And then if Christ permits, next time we'll continue by baptism also separate us from sin.
Die ons scheidt van zonde.
Baptism washes away our sins.
De doop was onze zonde.
When you baptize, every sin you have committed will be washed away. That is the good news. Every sin, even including killing, even if you have killed. And I don't know, and I don't believe any of you have killed before. And don't worry, whatever your sin, and however and whatever you have done, there is a God who is able to forgive you all your sins and wash all your sins away and pave the way for you to enter into heaven. Praise the Most High God. So the Bible says that the Ethiopian eunuch said to Philip, I don't understand, teach me. And Philip taught him. And as Philip teaching him, he understood it and he said, oh, if that be the case, then what prevents me from baptism? This is water, here am I.
Dus toen hij begreep het, zei hij dan, dan is hij in dit geval is er niks dat mij weerhoudt om te doen.
And he allowed himself and Philip, even Philip was a deacon. But this Ethiopian eunuch allowed himself and Philip baptized him.
And Philip liet hem doen.
I am praying that God also will pave the way for us to have a chance of baptism. Praise the Lord. So, if God permits, later we'll continue to see the qualification of baptism, those who qualify to be baptized, and how should one be baptized. And then what baptism brings. And then the root words of baptism, which is the baptizo, who explaining all those things. So it's a theological class. Amen. You understand the meaning of it. And then out of that, when you finish that course and you have been baptized, you graduate in the Lord. May the Lord God bless you. May he open his windows of heaven and let showers of rain fall upon your life. May he keep you from all unrighteousness. May he direct your path to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you live for him till you have an avenue for baptism and be baptized. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.